Potter Valley Project and its associated Scott and Cape Horn dams have been a contentious topic for years. In the past, these dams have helped with water diversions to Mendocino and Sonoma and with power production. However, the project is no longer economically feasible and fails to meet seismic standards. The Potter Valley Project is slated for removal. That process is ongoing and includes support from project owner PG&E and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, also known as FERC. In recent months, two Southern California water municipalities, the Elsinore Valley Municipal Water District and the San Gorgonio Pass Water Agency, have explored purchasing the project. The Trump administration has supported efforts to stop dam removal. However, FERC and other parties involved have maintained that they are continuing with decommissioning the project. As part of that process, FERC is holding scoping meetings as part of its review of the decommissioning. Previously, meetings had been held in Ukiah, but now Humboldt County residents will get a chance on September 15th and 16th in Eureka to comment on dam removal and project decommissioning. KMUD News spoke with Alicia Heyman, Executive Director of Environmental Advocacy Group Friends of the Eel River, to learn more of what to expect at the upcoming Eureka FERC meetings, and what her organization hopes for FERC's decommissioning process and the role of public input.
The scoping meetings that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is holding on September 15th and 16th in Eureka are part of the regular regulatory process for the NEPA analysis, the National Environmental Policy Act analysis that's going to happen around dam removal. So in one sense, they are just kind of a regular part of what you would expect to see in a process like this, normal, civic engagement for this regulatory process. But we are experiencing a really unusual turn of events with the Eel River dams in the attempts by Southern California water agencies and allies of the Trump administration to take over the project and keep them in place and probably bankrupt all of the farmers in the northern part of the Russian River. And so right now is a really, really important time for us to show that our community has a united front and is supportive of dam removal and the current proposal before FERC for dam removal.
Friends of the Eel River Executive Director Alicia Heyman also spoke on some opposition to the project and the importance of upcoming local meetings.
People who live in the Eel Basin stand to benefit from dam removal because it's going to make for a healthier ecosystem. There is very little opposition to dam removal within the Eel Basin. And, while there is some opposition in other communities, it's not as much as one would think. Like the folks who are voicing that opposition are much louder than their numbers. The folks voicing opposition to dam removal in other communities are very loud about it, but they're not very numerous. And it is important that there are local meetings, in-person meetings, to make it easier for folks who live in the Eel Basin or who live in Humboldt County and benefit from healthy watershed to be able to give that input to FERC. And we think it's we're really pleased that we're seeing these meetings here in Eureka, because driving all the way to Ukiah is just not feasible for a lot of people. And there's, to be honest, not a whole lot of spaces, a lot of venues to hold such a meeting between Eureka and Ukiah. So Eureka was kind of the next best option, I think, that FERC was able to secure.
Uniquely, FERC is not giving any public presentation at their Eureka scoping hearings. Residents are going to give comments to the agency in a one-on-one fashion. In part due to this meeting setup, Friends of the Eel will be holding a rally and information session before the first meeting in Eureka,
I would love it if FERC were giving a presentation about what they're including in their analysis, and helping to orient people with the project before receiving comments. It is kind of unusual that they're not doing that, which is why on September 15th, we're actually asking folks to gather at the Wharfinger building at 5 p.m., an hour before the hearing begins, because we're going to have a small rally there and have some speakers talking about the project, have some information for folks to read and listen to, and really just try to help orient people and organize folks before we give our comments. It is unusual that they're not giving a presentation. It is also unusual that the comments are happening one-on-one in a private setting, but I do believe that FERC staff are being honest with me when they have told me that they did this to make it easier for people to give comments and to make it less intimidating. So anyone who has a fear of public speaking or is worried that they're going to say something wildly unpopular doesn't need to have those worries in this setting.
Alicia also spoke on what exactly the public should be focused on during their comments, which is FERC's scoping notice.
The prompt really is the scoping notice, and you can find that linked on eelriver.org on our website, where you can also find suggested talking points and other information about the dams and the project. In the scoping notice, the FERC says that they're really not going to consider anything other than dam removal. They say they're not going to consider any alternatives that include keeping Scott Dam in place because of the seismic issues. They're not going to include any alternatives that consider a federal government takeover because they haven't seen any real motion in that direction, nor do they think Congress would be capable of, getting it together enough to make such an action happen. And then they outline in the scoping notice a variety of issues that they're already aware of that they're going to be considering in their environmental analysis. So that's a good document for people to read ahead of time. But if you don't have the time to do that, it's okay to just tell FERC about why you support PG&E's proposal for dam removal and why you believe that dam removal is in the broad public interest.
Friends of the Eel River Executive Director Alicia Heyman also remarked that recent efforts to stop the Potter Valley Project decommissioning from Southern California water districts are unlikely to be the last time economic opportunists look to change the project's future.
I don't think that we've seen the last from the Elsinore Valley Municipal Water District, nor from the San Gorgonio Pass Water Agency. That the latter of those two alphabet soups is actually a major investor in the site's reservoir, and their representative told FERC at the Ukiah hearings that Scott Dam is only 37 miles away from site's reservoir, and they said that I think to make a very bold assertion that they are looking to the Eel River to help fill site's reservoir when or if that project is ultimately built. And so I do think that there are some, really long-term ambitions that these water agencies have that we need to be really wary of. One of the documents that we uncovered in our Public Records Act request to the Elsinore Valley Municipal Water District is a kind of a fact sheet that talks about how all the studies that PG&E and FERC, this like relatively conservative, like energy regulatory agency, that all of the studies they've done are inaccurate or wrong or misleading. And so Elsinore needs a sum of over $80 million to do all these studies that are going to give them the real information about the dams. And so we're not certain where they're thinking they're going to get that money from. But if they think that they're going to be getting public funding to do studies that have already been done by, state and federal agencies, that's ludicrous. But they clearly are seeing this project as a money-making endeavor. When people have dollar signs in their eyes, I think we need to be kind of concerned that they're going to continue pursuing those opportunities.
Lastly, we spoke with Alicia on the new Eel Russian facility, or NRF, which would replace the current Potter Valley project and include some seasonal water diversions. She spoke positively on the rules set out for future diversions and also the involvement of local tribes.
On the subject of the future diversions, which we refer to often as the NRF, the New Eel Russian Facility. So the NRF diversions, coming to the arrangement for those diversions was a long, long negotiation process. And like any negotiation process that ends in a compromise, every party is a little bit unhappy with it. Now, Friends of the Eel River was not actually a party to those negotiations. And when we learned the details of the, you know, the boundaries and the rules for when water will be diverted, of course, we would like to see it be a little bit less water diverted. But we do feel that the rules that were developed by the technical team, who's actually employed by the Round Valley Indian Tribes, we do think that those rules are going to be protective of habitat and flows in the eel. And there could be times when there's very little water diverted from the eel into the Russian in drought years, for example, because of those rules. So we feel pretty confident that those are going to be protective. And of course, there's adaptive management rules built into that agreement, so that if it turns out that the diversion, you know, boundaries were a little too generous and it is causing problems in the eel, then there are options built into the agreement to modify the diversion rules. And we feel pretty confident that with, you know, entities like the Round Valley Indian Tribes and Humboldt County and Caltrout and Trout Unlimited leading this process for the eel and, you know, being involved in monitoring those diversions, we feel like, you know, we've got some good leaders at the helm for sure.
If you would like to comment at the FERC scoping session in Eureka concerning the decommissioning of the Potter Valley project, you'll have two opportunities. The first is Tuesday, September 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. And the second, the following morning, Wednesday, September 16th from 9 to 11 a.m. Both sessions will be at the Warfinger Building at One Marina Way in Eureka. You can find the scoping document at FERC.gov under FERC.gov/Potter-Valley-Hydroelectric-Project. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.